Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, take a look at the episode description. Today, the challenges for the next commissioner of London's Metropolitan Police and who might take them on.
Following contact with the Mayor of London today, it is quite clear that the Mayor no longer has sufficient confidence in my leadership of the Metropolitan Police Service for me to continue as Commissioner. He has left me no choice but to step aside.
In February, Cressida Dick announced she was resigning as Metropolitan Police Commissioner.
I say this with deep sadness and regret. Undertaking this role, a crown appointment, as a servant of the people of London and the United Kingdom, has been the greatest honour and privilege of my life.
Her resignation came after a series of scandals, including the murder of Sarah Everard by a serving officer and the Charing Cross report, which revealed a culture of racism and misogyny at the station. After London Mayor Sadiq Khan lost confidence in her, she resigned, leaving a vacancy at the top of Britain's biggest police force, with responsibility for policing the capital, as well as national counter-terrorism and other duties.
It's the most prestigious job in policing, the most complex, the most difficult job in policing.
That's Danny Shaw. He's a police and crime commentator who used to be the BBC's Home Affairs correspondent.
And it's also a job that requires huge toughness as an individual. You've got to be so resilient because the spotlight is on you as commissioner 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. There's no hiding place.
Applications for the £290,000 a year job closed in April, and the Home Office has set out a timetable for their selection process. So, who's in the running?
The Home Office isn't obliged to release the runners and riders, as it were. What we do know is that a number of people are not standing.
At the beginning of May, frontrunner Dame Lynn Owens, the former head of the National Crime Agency, said she wasn't applying.
She was very torn about whether to apply or not, but decided against it.
And there are others who were expected to run, but have since ruled themselves out.
Martin Hewitt, who's head of the National Police Chiefs Council, former Metropolitan Police senior officer, he's decided not to go for it either. Sir Dave Thompson, the Chief Constable of West Midlands Police, highly respected officer, he's also not going for the job. Neil Basu, who's an assistant commissioner at the Metropolitan Police, the most senior ethnic minority officer in the country. I think it's a real shame that he does not appear to have applied for the role. It is said that he is out of favour, really, in the Home Office and Downing Street and therefore wouldn't get it.
The candidates we're left with are all white men.
So you just wonder if this is really what the Home Office are looking for. Is this the sort of dynamic individual who can reshape the Met, who can restore some of the confidence of people in Britain's biggest police force?
As you'd expect, they all have a lot of experience, but one stands out for being a little different to the others. His name is Mike Bush.
We are here to serve you, and we get our consent from you. It's not from the Queen, it's not from the Governor General, it's not from the Prime Minister, and it's not from the Minister of Police. We police with your consent. We are only here to serve you and make you safe.
As you probably noticed from his accent, Mike Bush is from New Zealand. He was the country's police commissioner from 2014 until 2020. And with more than 42 years of experience, he's witnessed his fair share of tragedy.
He's worked most of his life in New Zealand, but he also had a spell as the representative for New Zealand in Southeast Asia in Thailand, and was there during the Indian Ocean tsunami, had to deal with the aftermath of that, literally went round temples and hospitals counting dead bodies. 5,000 people died. He counted all of them because he was in charge of the victim identification program. After the Christchurch shooting in New Zealand, he played a key role as well in the response of New Zealand police there.
After that shooting of Muslim worshippers by a far-right terrorist, Mike Bush admitted more could have been done to prevent the atrocity.
I think, he really examined and scrutinised the role of New Zealand police and whether the prevention first strategy had failed because of the Christchurch shooting. I think came to the conclusion that there perhaps was more that could have been done.
Appointing Mike Bush would be a huge leap for the government. Not only has he never worked for a British police force, he's also never run a force like the Met.
He has great experience of policing New Zealand, but it's a small country. They don't have cities the size of London, with the complexity of London, with the various challenges of London. When you're Met Commissioner, you're not just responsible for policing London, you have national and international responsibilities as well.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Whoever becomes the next Metropolitan Police Commissioner will have to convince the people it polices that it's going to change under their watch.
All the indicators are that public confidence in the Met is falling. So building up confidence is the main thing. You can do that certainly by having a plan to tackle cultural attitudes in the force, to ensure that violence against women and girls, misogyny, is made a priority. But it's also about the everyday interactions that members of the public have with police officers. That's really what affects people's perceptions of policing.
But both the Home Office and the Mayor of London need to agree on who to hand the poison chalice to. And that could prove tricky.
And I think the difficulty of getting agreement between the Home Secretary and the Mayor of London is such that I wouldn't be surprised if this process drags on for some weeks. And I also wouldn't be surprised if the Home Office tries to persuade some candidates who declared themselves out of the race to reconsider. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
So it may be a while until a decision is made. And as time goes on, the challenges facing the future commissioner, whether they're a Kiwi or not, won't get any easier. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. To get more from Tortoise, including bonus content and invites to exclusive online events, you can become a member for £50 a year. That's half price by using my code. Go to tortoisemedia.com/friend and enter Tomini50. That's TOMINI50. Today's story was written and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.